from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going no huddle.
With the midday show, no huddle.
The best the NFL has to offer.
Go now, let's go! Set!
NFL No Huddle every single day to kick off the noon hour. There's a ton of stuff to get to because training camps are all starting. Some guys aren't showing up, including Hassan Reddick. Didn't get a new contract after being traded last year. Not going to report until he gets a new contract. How did they not know this?
How did the Jets not have a contract extension ready for him when they decided to make this trade? Because obviously they knew that was, I think that's one of the biggest reasons
why the Eagles didn't keep him
because he wanted an extension. I kept saying, well, hell, I'm like, oh, give him a call, Terry.
Yeah, go get him and extend him.
And extend him. He is a premier bona fide edge rusher. He really, really is. To me, it seems like this is something that's going to get maybe reworked. Something, give him, move some money. I don't know. What's last year's deal? Maybe try to put something in it where he can maybe make more money. But, yeah, how do you get him in there and not have a contract extension already? It's crazy.
I don't know. Not a good situation. Jordan Love, also not practicing. Not surprising. Not going to practice till he gets a new contract. Here's the general manager of the Packers, Brian Gutekunst, talking about that. Easy to say.
Down the road, as far as we know, that he's our franchise quarterback, and we're ready to move forward. It's not like we're trying to make that decision, but at the same time, we want to put the best team around him we can, and we want to make sure that there's certainly the structure of it so that we can do what we need to do for our football team moving forward, not only this year but in years to come, is very, very important. Again, like I said, it's this is just part of it, not unexpected, and we'll work to get it done, and hopefully he won't miss too much time, because it is, we got a lot of work to do. We think we have a very good football team, but we got to come together as a team, and he's a big part of that. So him being out there is important for us.
Yeah, obviously they put it out there. They want to get it done. I would wait another year. I'm sorry. He was really good, but he was great down the stretch. I mean, he was outstanding. And me and you talked about it a lot last year. Like, you can look at this dude throw the football.
Yeah.
And he got it.
Even early in the year when he didn't quite have it together yet. Like in that Falcons game, like, there was some throws
this boy can play now.
Yeah, the final 10 games, he was fantastic.
Yeah, and so that's why you extend. They just said, we view him as our franchise quarterback. And that's the case, then don't be like Dallas and be stuck. Just give it to him then.
Right. If you're going to say that publicly.
If you're going to say that publicly, you got to give it to
then
him.
It's done.
And I don't know where it comes in. I think the last one was Trevor, 55. So does he come in at 56? Probably, something like that.
Would I be a bad general manager? I would be for a lot of reasons. But would this make me, because like, you're going to do it. You've been knowing you're going to do it all offseason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to go to training camp and have to answer questions about this.
Get it done.
Just do it. Like, do it last month.
Yes.
There's nothing that says that you can't get this done.
There's nothing that says you couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I don't understand why they don't do that more often.
I don't
either. Like, you have to wait till training camp starts. And I guess time is a slight leverage play, sort of, but I don't know how.
If you're going to do it, do it.
Yeah, just do
it.
You
know what I mean?
Especially you're going to give him a lot of money.
You're giving him a lot of money, and then you did this certain type of adjustment to his contract the previous year. So and then he went out there, and he did what everything y'all asked him to do.
Yeah.
And so give him his bread.
It seems like you've done it again.
Yes.
Somehow. Seems like you've gone on now 30-plus years where you've just had a franchise quarterback.
Yeah, man. Crazy, man.
How annoying.
Crazy.
Good for them,
crazy.
I guess.
Crazy. Because he is he's good. He's 6'4", like 220.
No, he's great. I thought you had one.
I know. I saw that the Bears are going to let Jonathan Owens, Simone Biles' husband, go to Paris to watch his wife during the Olympics.
He's all right.
What else do you expect? Like, this is like historic stuff that his wife is going to go through and everything. So yeah, kudos for the.
There's going to be some hot takes about that in Chicago.
Oh, especially if you don't play well.
There's going to be some mad
people
about
that. First
time
he gets cooked, week one?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you shouldn't spend so much time at the Olympics in Paris, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Maybe you should get a girlfriend. bro, or a wife, or whatever. All right, let's hear Baker Mayfield talking about losing a little weight.
Definitely in the best shape I've been in a long time. It's kind of do it, and just found my routine, found a gym and some trainers that I really liked, and that's important. And you learn that throughout the process, throughout the years you want. Honestly, being able to stay in one place in the offseason helps too. So yeah. I found some great people that helped me.
Yeah, I mean, Baker has a little squatty body.
He still has like frat boy beer body.
Yeah, a little bit, man. Yeah. And if this helps him out and everything, you know, because I hate the in a long time, you know.
Me
too. Best shape I've been in
a long
time.
This man's been a starting quarterback in the NFL since 2018.
This is the best start. I mean, come on, man.
Come on, man.
Don't ever say that. You can say this, I'm in the best shape that I've ever been in, but don't say in a long time. Yeah. That means what the hell were you doing before?
What were you doing before?
Yeah, what the hell were you doing before?
I know. I'm not one to give credit for professional athletes
working
being
out
fit.
Working out.
Yeah, I changed my diet. Oh, you stopped eating candy and McDonald's for every meal?
Yes, that's your job.
I remember Lindell White, remember the running back from USC?
When he said he went to drinking
Patron.
Patron or something like that.
He's like, wow, you look great. He's like, yeah, I had to give up Patron this offseason. It's like, dang, man, how much Patron were you drinking? He lost like 20 pounds. He looked amazing.
Yeah, that's
like, wow, all right.
Yeah, your job is to
celebrate you for that?
Your job is to be in the best peak condition that you could possibly be in.
Yeah, and you only have to do it for like 10 years.
That's your job.
You just got to be really, really fit for like 10 years, and then you can do whatever you want afterwards.
Whatever you freaking want to, man. Which is, my God.
Tyson Campbell.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for. I wrote down. I forgot the number. Yeah, Tyson Campbell, former Georgia Bulldog down there in Jacksonville, just got an extension. I think it was 4 for $76 or something like that. So good for him, man. And it's like the highest paid corner that's never been elected to a Pro Bowl. And that's something that me you were talking about. Can you, like, equate AJ to that a little bit? To my AJ Terrell as far as his contract extension somewhere in that area, because he hasn't made a Pro Bowl either. But, yeah, good for Tyson, man.
4 for $76.5 million.
Yeah, I like Tyson a lot, man. Like, he's a good kid. Obviously, he was a dog. Played for my boy Pat Surtain down there in Plantation. I mean, him and Lil Pat are the corners.
Would have been a tough day for a quarterback.
Man, yeah, but congratulations to him, man.
Another former Georgia Bulldog and Washington Husky, and maybe the only former Georgia Bulldog and Washington
Husky.
We're
trying to figure it out. Like,
I don't know if there's another
one. I don't know if there is one.
There might be, but we know Jacob Eason is.
Yes.
Signed to the
Green Bay Packers.
Today.
Yeah, man.
So he can practice until Jordan Love gets his contract done.
But this gives him an opportunity, Andy.
Hell yeah.
Who the hell is the Packers backup quarterback? See, exactly. We don't know. We know Jacob Eason, though.
Yeah,
and it could
be
an opportunity for Jacob to beat somebody
out.
He's
got all the tools,
Randy.
That's why they told me physically.
Yeah, they told me. I mean, that's why Mark Rick was sitting in Waffle House with them up there in Washington.
We don't have Waffle Houses up there.
What was him and Coach Rick sitting in?
Maybe a Denny's?
Was it Screevens? Is that where he's from?
Oh, he's from Lake Stevens.
Lake Stevens. Yeah. Was it a Huddle House?
Nope. We don't have that either.
What y'all got up there?
Like Denny's.
So it might have been a dentist.
Might have been a dentist.
They were hanging out and everything like that.
Sean Clifford.
Who the hell is that? Oh, I know who he is.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, backup quarterback. He's from... who cares? Penn State?
Yeah, I want to say Penn State. I was waiting to see you got there.
Yeah, Penn State.
And third string's a rookie out of Tulane. Big project, but I like him. Michael Pratt.
Oh, Michael Pratt. Yeah, he's a good player. He has a lot of tools. He's gonna be a practice squad quarterback, no doubt about that.
Right.
But you gotta get in there somehow, dog. You never know. This thing might, because he said he ain't practicing to get it.
You never know.
This might go into the season.
Tommy DeVito got like
famous
last year.
Famous.
Like it is the era in the, like, if you can just, Eason's right. I saw Fromm had a tryout last week.
Washington, I think it was. Yeah.
Like, who knows? Like, you get to November and December, some of these mediocre teams, somebody's got to play quarterback.
But it
might be you.
But the thing with it is that these are those opportunities, because, you know, you can have a certain amount of people on the roster during the summertime. You might get a rep. You never know.
Well, and even if you don't, he's not going to make that team. He's not going to play quarterback for them if Jordan Love's healthy. But, like, maybe you do something in training camp. Somebody sees it. You get picked up by somebody else.
Never know.
You're this year's Tommy DeVito.
You know, I mean, damn. Eating cutlets.
Eating cutlets.
Who got more famous, him or his agent?
I don't know his agent's name.
But
he went into a Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
True, his agents did go into the Hall of Fame.
For what again?
Italian people?
Yeah.
The Italian people Hall of Fame?
The Italian people Hall of Fame. Perfect. Perfect, perfect, perfect.
I think that's what it's
perfect,
called.
Perfect, perfect, perfect.
You just have to be an Italian person and then be on TV, and then they'll put you in the Hall of Fame. I think Zeno was saying he should be in the Hall of Fame because he's Italian.
Yeah.
He's been on TV.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. He was like, I need to be in it. Like, sure, put him in.
Put him in. Put him all in.
Zeno's Italian, too. Put all the Italian people in that Hall of Fame. I'm for it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.